Welcome to the Captain Paul Watson Foundation podcast. I'm your host, Charlie, and today I am joined with Hans Seiver from the Australian chapter of the Captain Paul Watson Foundation. Hans, how are you?
Hi, Charlie. Good. How are you?
Very well, thanks. So, hey, exciting news. I heard today that you received a Medal of Honor from Captain Watson. Can you tell me about that?
I did. And I'm so excited because I used to see previous crew who used to get the Medal of Honor and they'd post it on Facebook and I was like, oh, I want one of those. And then suddenly in the mail one showed up and I was like, oh my God, I'm so excited. So I did a little TikTok this morning in my dressing gown and just to post my excitement. And very honored to receive that from Paul. To be, recognized for my activism and stuff. So, yeah, it was great.
Well, and let me ask you this: so, how long, roughly, I guess, have you been, working in this field and helping Captain Watson?
Oh well, I've been with Sea Shepherd for 13 years, and probably about 2 years before that is when I started actually doing activism. And you know, it's not something I sought out to do; it's just something I felt compelled to do. So, I ended up getting arrested for sitting on a chicken roof for 12 hours. And I used to stand out the front of the Japanese embassy protesting the dolphin slaughter. And this was all before I joined Sea Shepherd. So, you know, for about 2 years, I was one of those angry vegans who, who ran out and protested everywhere and got arrested and, you know, all that sort of stuff. And I'm not so angry anymore. But, yeah, that's what I used to do before that. So.
Angry vegans. That's funny.
Yeah. I was one of those, yes, I'll admit. I was an angry vegan and, the anger goes away and you learn to use your activism for spreading awareness, not being so blunt in people's faces and stuff. So, yeah, it was really nice to be recognized for that.
Well, that's great. It's well-deserved. And, well, so I guess, transitioning from what you were doing now to this new undertaking of growing the Captain Paul Watson Foundation down there, I guess I should say down under. How's that been going?
Yeah, look, it's going really well. The support is amazing. It's the messages I'm getting and the emails I get from people, especially veteran crew, has been really inspiring. And knowing that the new ship, the John Paul du Jour, is going to have, all veteran crew on board, and it's just amazing to see. Behind the scenes, the people coming out in support of Paul and what's happened and moving onto the ships and people coming out from, who've sort of gone away from the ships for a few years and now coming out back to come back on board with us. And, and this is just the emails and that I'm getting from the supporters mainly, and also people who used to, donate to Sea Shepherd and now donating to us. And, it's great. It's really great that's happening all behind the scenes. So we're starting up this fundraiser, which is an online event. So I'm excited for it.
Yeah, well, okay. So tell me more about this fundraiser, because I know it centers around the new documentary, Watson. And so tell me about the fundraiser.
So what we're going to do is an online event because, we're new, we're starting up, we're just doing this online so that anyone can join in. So we're going to do two events. Paul will, we're going to have Watson screening on both events, and Paul will do a Q&A on the first event, which is already up on Facebook and social media. So that one, and once that one's finished, we'll post the second one. But the first one will be the movie Watson, and then Paul will do a Q&A and I'll be hosting it. And it's an opportunity for people to ask Paul questions, anything that they want to ask, he's happy to answer. And, that'll be the first intro to it. The second one, which I'm also very excited about, is also going to be a screening of Watson, but we've also got guest speakers. So we've got Brooke Bolton, who's our crewing director. So it's a really good opportunity for people to ask the crewing director how to apply, what do you look for, what do you need, do I need to get a ticket? Like any of those questions that people have always asked me, Now they can actually literally ask the crewing director. So I'm really excited for that because we've never done that before. We've got Lockie, who's our captain, who's going to do a Q&A. As well. So anyone wants to ask anything about the ship or the campaign, what's happening, all that sort of stuff. We've also got Holly Coombs, so she's going to be doing a Q&A as well, and her support for the Captain Ports and Foundation and her journey. So it's really exciting that we've got these guest speakers who are all, anyone in the world can tune in and speak to these people, which is really awesome.
No, that is a great opportunity. And I can say last week I had the fortune to be able to see the movie Watson, and it was amazing. It really does do a wonderful job of capturing a lot of the work that Paul and the crew have done over the years. So I can say, firsthand account that it's very worthwhile to see this movie.
I think also, just the movie showing Paul's journey and his, what he went through to get to where he is today, it just reminds us of, we can do that too. You know what I mean? And he's just a normal, average, everyday guy who just felt compelled to do what he does, and showing his journey and how he did it. Just inspiring. It's just inspiring. So yeah, I'm really excited for that. We've also got Lamia as well. So Lamia is going to be speaking, and anyone who wants to ask her questions about anything, she's going to be there as well. So
wow, that's quite the all-star cast that you've assembled.
Yeah, and let me tell you, when I asked them to if they would speak, not one of them hesitated. It was great.
Yeah, well, and I was able to interview Captain Lockie, for the last podcast episode, and it was just amazing. And similarly to the sentiment that I get from Paul is that there's this, rejuvenation, this excitement about the new foundation and about being able to do things as they were originally intended with direct action and making things happen. And so, it is neat to see sort of, as you put, some of these veterans coming back that maybe, took a little break or didn't like the way that things were going, and now they have this newfound enthusiasm for getting back out on the ocean to protect marine life.
Yeah, yeah, it is amazing and inspiring to see, and I'm so excited for what's coming up with the ship, and I'm sure everyone's heard by now that there's a Nishimaru 2 that they're looking at going back to Antarctica. So I know if as soon as that happens, Paul's going to be right on their bum, straight down there as well, so which I'm really excited for that as well, to go back to Antarctica and protect the beautiful oceans down there. So, yeah, it's really exciting things coming. So I'm really excited that people are going to be able to talk to Paul and ask him questions and find out what we've got planned for the future.
Okay, so now you mentioned on Facebook, is that the best way to sign up for this, or what is the best way to find all this information out?
Yeah, so it's on all our social media platforms. We will have the link for the event up soon, and it's by donation. So you just click on the link, and you can put if you want to donate $1, you can donate $1. If you want to donate 10, you can donate 10. It's up to you. There's no limit. And then you click on the link. Obviously, there'll be like four or five people on one link. You don't have to have, the link per person sort of thing. And yeah, just put it on your screen and watch away and speak to the guest speakers and to Paul and watch the movie. And yeah, it's pretty simple.
Okay. And so the one date that I do see here is Saturday, March 18th. And so Is that, I guess, is that when the movie is live, or is that when will the Q&A follow right after the movie's done? I guess, how does the timing of that work?
Yeah, so we'll play the movie. I'll introduce it. We'll play the movie, and then Paul will speak straight after it. And then, we'll do a Q&A, and however long that goes, whatever. And then the same for the 1st of April is the second one with all the guest speakers. So, and Watson as well. So yeah, it's pretty simple. It only goes for 4 hours, so it's not like impeding too much time. And you just tune in, log in. You can log in anytime and watch the movie and listen to the speakers.
Okay. Well, no, that sounds great. I think, a lot of our listeners are going to be excited about this, and especially the opportunity afterwards to ask Paul questions. And again, having seen the movie, it is a very thought-provoking movie, and I'm sure some of the footage that they have that's really old, and even some of the newer footage, it's going to make you want to ask Paul or Captain Lockie or Lamia or some of these other guests questions. So it is a really exciting opportunity to get to do that right after you've seen the movie. So I would definitely encourage everybody to take part in this and donate what you can, because it's all going to a good cause, all hoping to help us, you know, be able to protect whales and other marine life in the ocean. So is there anything else, Hans, before we get off here that I forgot to mention about the fundraiser or anything else going on down there in Australia?
No, that's pretty much it. We've just sort of been working behind the scenes to get all this up and running. It's been like, you know, I have no idea about the technical side of stuff, so I've had to recruit some people to do that for me. And, we've got a couple of sponsors which will be going up soon. And, it's pretty simple, honestly. It's really pretty simple. So, you know, just click on the link, put in a donation, and off you go.
All right. Well, that sounds really, really good. So, Hans, I will I'll say goodbye. Thank you for joining me today. And, you know, like I said, if you're listening to this and you need more information, find the Captain Paul Watson Foundation Australia on Facebook, and you can find the links and watch the movie.
Thank you so much, Charlie. I really appreciate your time.
All right, you bet, Hans. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Right, bye-bye. I want to thank Hans for joining me today, and I wanted to go ahead and read the information off of the Facebook page. So if you look up Captain Paul Watson Foundation Australia in Facebook, you should find this page. The title, you'll see a graphic with Paul's face, and then it says March 18th, 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., screening Watson the documentary, Q&A with Captain Paul Watson after the screening, online event by donation. So if you're looking at that on Facebook, you're in the right place. And let me read some of the information here. It says, welcome to the Captain Paul Watson Foundation, Australia's first fundraiser. If you want to know about our new ship, the Jean-Paul de Joria, up-and-coming campaigns, and how to become a crew member, make sure you tune in on either day or both to get the inside scoop of the Captain Paul Watson Foundation from the veteran crew and the captain himself. On March 18th, 2023, at 2 p.m., we will be hosting our first online event with a screening of Watson and a Q&A with Captain Paul Watson after the screening. On the 1st of April, 2023, at 2 p.m., we will be screening Watson again, just in case you missed it the first time. Then we will have some questioning with special guest Holly Combs Ryan, and then Q&A. So it sounds very worthwhile. And as Hans mentioned, Lamia and Captain Lockie are going to be attending the Q&A as well. So if you do want to know more about what's going on at the foundation, or if you want to know how to become a crew member, this is an excellent opportunity for you to get involved. And it happens to be the first fundraiser that the Captain Paul Watson Foundation Australia is doing. So it's a worthwhile cause. And also, as I mentioned, I got to see the movie Watson, and it's a great movie. It covers a lot of time over Paul's career of saving marine life. It's a very powerful movie. So again, I encourage everyone to make a donation and attend this event, because I think it's very worthwhile. This episode is brought to you by Phylopteryx taeniolatus.
If the oceans die, we die.